This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. This is the JLPT Bootcamp podcast. I'm your host, Mac. This is episode 122 of the podcast. This is a special how-to-study podcast. I do one of these once every 4 weeks, and then I have another podcast about culture, what it's like living in Japan, and that's every 4 weeks as well. So every 2 weeks, you get an awesome podcast coming your way. But this time, it's all about studying for the JLPT and studying Japanese in general. And I just got my test results back for the July test, July 2013 test last month. And I've started to kind of rework my studying a little more to get ready for the December test. I'm going to take that again. And at this point, I feel like I know the grammar points that I need. Vocabulary maybe not as well as I thought I did. My vocabulary score took a hit last time. I got a C, which means I scored below 33%, which is really bad for vocabulary, obviously. I'd like to get it up into the at least B range. A would be great because, let's face it, vocabulary is kind of easy to practice. All you have to do is just do a lot of reading to get it all down pat. But I guess I haven't done enough reading. But I want to. I have a good familiarity with the grammar points. I just need to overlearn everything so it's more automatic. So I don't have to kind of wait around and second guess my comprehension. Or I get, two or three grammar points kind of confused that have similar meanings. When one grammar point, or I should say expression, is used in a particular situation, but it's not used in another situation, I need to know kind of those little nuances. And I feel like that's really what N1 is all about, making the testing to make sure that the language is very automatic for you, that you're not really thinking about it, you're just using it. Actually, you're just reading or listening to it because it's all passive skills for, of course, the JLPT, but just making it very automatic. And overlearning can seem a little bit of a drag sometimes. We all like to chase after the shiny new things, but to really master something, I think you have to overlearn it, and that means regular review, several different approaches, sometimes a couple of different books, obviously using it in your everyday language, trying to produce the language, using the expressions, which I don't get a lot of practice using N1 expressions in daily conversation. They're not very often used, but I guess I just want to embed it all into my head so it's just there, and make reading and listening so smooth that you don't have to really worry about, I don't have to worry about really staying focused. And this is one of the big hurdles you have to face as you move to the N2, N1 levels. You don't have a lot of time to stop and think. One of the big differences between N3 and N2 is the reading speed that you need to have just to get through the test and get it finished. Especially since with N3, the vocabulary and kanji section is administered separately from the grammar and reading sections. So you can kind of do a little bit better time management, so to speak, because they're bigger sections. And you've got some time to take a break and regain your focus and go back into the test. But with N2, N1, it's all one big section. Vocabulary, kanji, grammar, reading is all one big blob that you have to get through. So one of the things that I'm going to focus on is grammar practice. And I really want to internalize the grammar and expressions that are used at the N1 level. I don't want to spend time second-guessing different points and questioning my comprehension. So I'll be going back through my trusty Kanzen Master Grammar Book again and mostly practicing my focus and kind of speed reading skills, being able to read and kind of quickly recognize the grammar structure without, you know, reading each individual character and taking some time and thinking about it and, you know, saying to myself, oh yeah, it's that grammar point. But just being able to read it and know it from the get-go. And I figure, too, doing this is going to boost my regular vocabulary as well. The Kanzen Master books, they use N1 level vocabulary mostly throughout them. I mean, it's hard to tell what's N1 vocabulary because it's pretty much anything in regular use is N1 vocabulary. So it does help to practice and review some of those things. Even if you do know the word or you know the English definition of the word, just being able to recognize it and comprehend it quickly when you're speeding through things. And I've already got, like I said, I already got the basic points down, but I just want to get more familiar with each point. And speed reading the sentences, I feel like, is able to kind of force me to think quickly. And then, you know, quickly read through a sentence, then check for recall, if I can, you know, recall the sentence back. Maybe say the whole sentence again without looking at it and try to verbally make a sentence using the grammar point off the top of my head just to, so I can kind of get familiar with it, how to use it, what kind of grammar is used with it. Does it take a noun before it? Does it take a verb before it? Does the verb have to be in past tense? Those kinds of things, usage type things that are going to be tested on the test. I kind of quickly go over in my head and then continue on. And then after a bit of a pause or so, about 5 or 7 days, I want to go back, do the questions for each section, because I want a realistic picture of what I'm retaining and what I've retained from before, previous studying. And that way I can go back and review just what I'm having trouble with or ask questions about the points to get a solid understanding before moving on. So, you know, talking to a native and kind of teasing out the nuances of each little grammar point is what I really want to do. And then any grammar points that give me a particularly big headache, I'm planning to do a little bit of writing practice on. Nothing major, but just try to write out a few key sentences to help me really remember it and make it personal for me. And I figure this multi-layer approach will filter out things that are giving me the most trouble. So I'm not having to review everything. I'm just reviewing the things that are giving me the most headaches. And I just kind of want to pull out those remaining grammar points that are just kind of annoying me, so to speak. And speaking of speed reading, I've been doing some research into speed reading, or at least increasing your reading speed over the last couple weeks. I've gone through a couple different methods, and I've always been a slow reader, and so this is kind of something that's interesting to me and something that I really do need to improve, even in English. And the problem is unfortunately a lot of speed reading is obviously focused on reading quickly in your native language, which you can use a lot of those tactics obviously when you're reading in a second language, but you need to adopt some of the methods a little bit more because there's going to be some words that you're not going to have a solid understanding of. Just no matter what kind of material you're reading, unless you're really, really, really good at the second language, there's probably always going to be a handful of words that you might need to reread or aren't completely sure about the meaning, and so you might have to kind of change around to get a good picture of what you're reading. So been doing some research. I'm not sure what will push my reading faster. I'm kind of trying a few things and fine-tuning it over the next couple of months to see what is the most effective. But anyway, for more details on what I'm doing to speed up my reading, I encourage you to check the speed reading section of the JLPT study guide kit, and that's where I'll walk through step by step how what I'm doing to kind of adapt the methods to increase my speed, as well as some extra information as to how fast you actually need to read for each of the levels to get through them comfortably. But anyway, what I've done so far has started to really help my reading speeds, I feel like. But I need to practice switching gears when I hit a word that I don't recognize. And this is something that isn't covered in any real book about speed reading or reading very quickly. If anybody does know a book or a resource about speed reading in a second language, I'd like to know, because I'd like to do some more research. But I still haven't come up with anything. But anyway, another thing I have been practicing a lot is rereading, and this is obviously very similar to overlearning material, so that it becomes automatic. Kind of the same theory, and it's been proven to increase comprehension with new texts. Even if you're rereading a particular text, if that text or passage or whatever is similar to what you're going to read in the future, similar vocabulary or topics or whatnot, then comprehension becomes easier and smoother. And so that's what I'm hoping to do with rereading some of my drill books, possibly some old EQ tests, because the reading on the EQ, old EQ tests, I feel is about the same level, probably the same level as N1. Mostly the big difference between EQ and N1 that I feel is how they test the grammar, the kanji, vocabulary. The old test seems to be a little bit easier, actually, in those categories, grammar, vocabulary, and kanji. So got a little bit more difficult with the N1, in my opinion, at least. Anyway, that's my game plan, trying to increase my reading speed. Like I said, I think in the results post, I want to try to increase it by 30% by the time I hit the test in December. I don't know if I'm going to hit that goal, but I'm going to work my darndest to hit that. Anyway, what are you up to now that the results are back and registration is open or just closed, depending on what country you're in, for the December test? What is your plan of action for that big test, the final test that everyone can do all across the world? How are you preparing for that? What level are you taking? And how are you preparing? I'd love to know. This is episode 122, and you can visit the jlptbootcamp.com website and comment on this particular blog post, or you can click on the Contact Me button and contact me that way. Or if you love old-fashioned email, you can email me. That's mac@jlptbootcamp.com. I'd love to hear from you any of those three ways. Until next month, have a great month studying. I'll talk to you soon. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.